With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In some ways, the catalyst for Michael Cunningham's novel, A Home at the End of the World, was a tragic fatal accident that happened when Michael was 13 and living in California. He was at a party where everyone was drinking, and a young man crashed through a glass patio door.
Somehow this guy had stayed outside and somebody closed the glass door and he ran through it.
Did he survive it?
No, he didn't. There was nobody in the house except drunken kids. Yeah, he was dead.
It was a shocking experience for Michael Cunningham, who used it many years later in his novel about two young men growing up in Cleveland. Cunningham has only a passing knowledge of that Ohio city, even though much of his book is set there.
I chose to set it in Cleveland, really because I wanted this place to be sort of mythic. I wanted it to be a real place about which I knew relatively little.
Cunningham says he doesn't want to get too close to the people and places he writes about.
When a character has borrowed too much from my life, I either try to defend that person or to nail that person, and finally fiction isn't about doing either one of those things.
One of the young men in Cunningham's novel is openly gay. The other's sexuality is somewhat ambiguous. When they move to New York, both become involved with a young woman who wants a baby.
They form this triangle. It becomes essentially a marriage between three people.
Michael Cunningham's A Home at the End of the World is an extremely well-crafted and moving novel published by Farrar, Straus, and Giroux. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In 1988, Michael Cunningham published a story, part of a novel, in The New Yorker. The story about the relationship of two young men who meet in junior high school in Cleveland attracted a lot of attention. Cunningham says several publishers expressed interest.
Only Farrar, Straus, and Giroux, the people who did end up publishing it, said, "We'll take it on the basis of this chapter. We trust this writer enough."
It was an offer both flattering and terrifying. When Cunningham finished the novel, titled A Home at the End of the World, it was published to flattering reviews. His first novel, published 5 years earlier, also received good reviews, but Cunningham wasn't happy with the book.
I just don't think there's any need for another pretty good book. It was all right. I really felt like there were other books people should read instead.
So when he had a paperback offer, he turned it down.
There are too many books that somebody whomps out that are made of sentences that somebody has plunked down like so many shovelfuls of concrete, gotten to the last sentence of, and said, "Fine, this baby goes out. Next book."
Michael Cunningham's second novel, A Home at the End of the World, is a touching story of friendship that brings into play such concerns as violent death, drugs, sex, and AIDS. Published by Farrar, Straus, and Giroux. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Despite degrees from Stanford and Iowa, Michael Cunningham has been a bartender for much of his adult life and has tended bar across the country.
San Francisco, Laguna Beach, Colorado. I went all over the place.
You make a good martini?
I make a wicked martini.
Even though Michael Cunningham has established himself as a serious writer with his highly praised novel, A Home at the End of the World, he says he's still available for guest bartending spots. However, watching people drink is a bit disillusioning.
Seeing people getting drunk, you're really not seeing them in their most flattering light. You start to lose respect for them, and I found myself starting to walk down city streets thinking, "You look all right now, but I know after a couple of drinks that you are just a big fool."
Cunningham's novel, A Home at the End of the World, is about the complex relationship of two young men from Cleveland, one gay, the other not quite gay. They share a home with a young woman who has a baby by one of them.
They've got a house, they've got this odd sort of rickety, vaguely new age family, which isn't working out for many of the same reasons that more traditional families often don't work out.
To complicate the situation, an AIDS-stricken friend joins the household to die. After Farrar, Straus, and Giroux published A Home at the End of the World to glowing reviews, Michael Cunningham set out on an 8-city publicity and reading tour. Cunningham says it was refreshing having direct contact with his readers.
The thing I probably hate the most about writing is the fact that it takes place in such extreme isolation. You do it all by yourself.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.